This is Healing Justice, a podcast bridging conversations at the intersections of collective healing and social change. I'm your host, Kate Warning, and each week we share a conversation with a powerful leader and an accompanying audio practice to help resource you in your leadership and the well-being of you and your people. So this is a practice episode, and you are here to practice somatic centering with Sumitra Rajkumar. After 20 years of political education and youth-led documentary work, Sumitra is now a somatics practitioner and teacher under the auspices of Generative Somatics. And she also coaches organizers and cultural workers to address the impact of trauma in their lives and step into leadership and collective action. You can read more about Sumitra's bio in the show notes attached to this episode, and also look at the episode just before this one called Somatics and Politics to hear Sumitra talking more about what somatics means. So to do this practice, you'll just need a place where you can focus and no supplies other than yourself. It can be done alone, or you can play this audio with a friend or in a group. So let's try it. Here's Sumitra.
My name is Sumitra Rajkumar, and I'm offering a centering practice, which is a building block foundational practice from Generative Somatics. It pretty much grounds most of what we do. So it's a very, very core practice to us. And what it is about is ultimately just returning back to a home base within your own body. And allowing for whatever emotions, whatever responses exist there, and allowing yourself to regenerate a sense of safety. So just creating more room, and in creating more room, hopefully connecting to more choice, more options for how you want to respond under pressure. And also to your purpose, like what you love, what you long for, what you care about, what you want to do in the world. So it allows you to have a bodily way, right? Like your full self, engaging your full self towards remembering that and being present. So we center to be present, open, and connected, including under pressure. And it's always possible to return there. We don't operate always in center or from center, where we have the option to return. Yeah, and it starts to become, the more practice we do with centering, the more it becomes available to us as a way to be with ourselves and with each other under pressure as well. Okay, so the first thing to do is just to be like, just to acknowledge yourself in your space, in whatever environment you're in, like here you are. So just notice where you are and then welcome your full self into the space, your body. So asking yourself, oh, here I am. How am I doing? Yeah. So how am I? How are you in this space, in this moment, in your body, in this moment? So dropping your attention from any thinking or verbalizing or talking into a more feeling space. So actually including feeling as well. So drop attention below the neck to start off with. And you can be sitting or standing, that doesn't matter, but just noticing more of you. So drop into maybe temperature. Yeah, you're starting to become more aware of sensations, and sensations are the fastest way to become present with oneself. Yeah, so noticing temperature, maybe noticing any movement in your body, and that could be breath or digestion or even a little restless twinge, whatever that may be. You can notice the clothes on your skin or your feet on the ground. And starting to come into slow awareness of how you be. You can check in with your emotional state, like your mood, perhaps. And then come into some awareness around how your muscles and joints are doing. Where is there any tightness or any slackness? And try to do this without the immediate judgment that can come up for many of us, which is like, ugh, or what's that? Why am I holding myself like that? Or I always do that. Just get curious. And compassionate, because what we're trying to cultivate here is the capacity to just be with ourselves more fully. Great. And so noticing all of that and maybe any running thoughts or ways of thinking today. So we have a little map of our thoughts, emotions, and sensations. Good. And then let's bring awareness to our center of gravity, and take your palm and place it a couple of inches below your belly button. And just feel the sensation of that, your hand there. And you really, like, you can invite your breath down there if it's going to go there today. You're really generating your attention right there. And hopefully also in time with practice, generating a sense of self that may be possible down there, that's not just, doesn't just have to be up in your brain. All right, and then from that place, that center of gravity, and you can keep your hand there or you can take it away, we're gonna center in three different directions, length, width, and depth. And all we're doing is really making more room for ourselves along those three different planes, you know, three different dimensions of you. Yeah, so just a little bit more room from the inside out. So let's start by centering in length. And really this is about being as long as you are. Great, and so just softening muscles and even maybe your joints like your knees or your jaw down towards gravity, really letting gravity have you. And just softening whatever's going to soften today. And at the same time, feeling your spine extending upwards and feeling your own skeleton, right? Like your own torso stacked on top of your pelvis, right? And feeling into your full length. And this is centering in length, which is really being as long as you are, taking up that full inside-out space. And what room can it give you to be with what is? We call this the plane of dignity. And so that when we're as long as we are, there's a sense of dignity, something we're born with. So notice your own dignity. And if you're in the room with other people, notice theirs too. Yeah, so look around you. And if you're centering on your way to work or something, notice the dignity of people in the street and what it is like to be and live in mutual dignity with people. And then taking that length, let's center in width. So we're just widening that length. And so feeling yourself from side to side and making more room in that horizontal plane from the inside out. One thing I like to do is lift up my sternum and relax my shoulder blades and just feel a little bit more room around my heart and my chest. I relax my arms and I let my belly go. And that just makes my torso a little bigger and more in the world. My heart's more in the world. And this is the plane of connection. So that kind of makes sense, huh? And let's feel the width in your hips, the width in your feet, and even engage your peripheral vision so that you're really in the world and you're in your environment, yeah, and that you can sense and notice also who's around you on a bodily level, yeah, because we're tuned into that anyway, so this makes it intentional. It gives us a way to be aware of our boundaries, but also our availability to others. You know, like how in the world we are, how much space we're taking up. So the side to side, the horizontal plane, really feeling yourself from the inside out in that dimension. And then lastly, centering in depth. So taking all that length, dignity, that width connection, and we're deepening that. Yeah, so really feeling the volume of our bodies back to front. Yeah, so we can start with the back body, so the back of the head, feeling that can sometimes give us a little bit more room to soften the eyes when we feel the back of the head, back of the neck, back of your shoulders, and your back, the small of your back, your sacrum, your butt, the backs of your legs and your heels resting into the ground. I'm just really resting into that back body, right? And we really regard this plane as the journey, the embodiment of yourself in time. So the past is always at your back. We tend to move forward rather than walk backwards, right? So the past has always just happened and is at your back. So just really resting into the past in a way where you know you came from somewhere 10 minutes ago, but also 10 years ago and maybe 10 centuries ago, and that there's all that evolutionary wisdom. There's ancestors behind you, right? And there's all of your own skills. There's people you're grateful for. There's movements whose shoulders you stand on, and to have all of that resource right there at your back to rest into it. So rest into it, resting into that back body. And then bringing your attention forward to your insides. Yeah, so your breath again, good reminder to reconnect with your breath as is. Yeah, and your heartbeat, and there's your organs and everything that makes you alive. And to have some honor for that in the current moment. Yeah, the present's always happening right now. And to give that room for ourselves in the current moment, yeah, with the past at our backs. And then bringing your attention forward to the front of your body, so your face and your throat and your chest and your solar plexus and belly and groin and front of legs and the front of your toes, and that the future is always about to happen. Yeah, and here's where our longing is, and here's where choice exists, like what are we doing next, right? So bringing to mind and heart and gut, like what you care about, what you long for, what you love, perhaps what your purpose is. Yeah. In somatics, we have a commitment that we often use, a little mantra that we say to ourselves to organize ourselves around. So bringing that to mind, bringing that in, saying that to yourself, who do you love? What do you love? Yeah. What do you long to embody more consistently, perhaps even under pressure? And to remind yourself of that. And then in this moment, really let those words and communicate to you, and allow it yourself to give and give you a little bit more length and a little bit more like the dignity in what you long for. Let it shape you in this moment, and a little bit more width from the inside out, and a little bit more of that depth, that awareness of yourself in time, your own pace. And check in with your mood. We always do a one-word mood check when we're in a circle together, of just that it's okay, whatever your mood is. You can speak that into the space. Just one word as a way to check in. And that it's really much more about being with what is rather than forcing a performance or anything like that. So centering, allowing you to be with what is, with yourself and with whatever else is in the room. And so that's our basic centering practice, ending on that mood check. And something to actually practice as a way of being with one another, working together, organizing together. And being able to be with whatever emotions are in the space, whether in you and with other people. Like, how does that resource us? How does that resource our relationships? How does that resource our movements? And that's the question that we always want to be asking, is like, when we're centering, how is it resourcing me, my relationships, our movements? What's our purpose here? And what's the room that we can give ourselves in order to do the work that we all long to do and reach our purpose, our embodied purpose?
Thank you, Sumitra, for that somatic centering practice. You can download our corresponding conversation about what somatics is, the meaning and common misinterpretation and misuse of the concepts of trauma and trigger, the reality of this political moment, and holding the seeming contradictions of organizing, healing, the head, and the heart. Sign up to stay in touch with us at healingjustice.org. And you can follow us on social media. The links are in the show notes. Let us know if you tried the centering practice and how it worked for you. You can even send us a selfie of where you were practicing. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Check out the links in the show notes to find us. This podcast is generously mixed and produced by Zach Meyer at The Cole Room. And if you feel moved to give an offering in reciprocity and gratitude for this practice, you can do so by contributing at patreon.com/healingjustice. We are running this whole project off of free will offerings, so it means a lot when you share, when you give, and when you subscribe, rate, and review in iTunes to help us continue. Thank you for your commitment to building movements that liberate all of us. Hear you next week.